In Michigan, school districts do not receive state funds earmarked for capital improvements to buildings. Instead, districts rely on bonds, grants, and sinking funds for facility projects. Tuesday, November 4th, voters in the Ann Arbor Public School District will determine a sinking fund renewal to support school infrastructure. But there are big concerns that disenchanted voters may vote it down, which would present huge problems for a school district already struggling with a lack of a teacher's contract and some funding issues as well. Joining us to talk about it from the PTO Council, we welcome Kelly Pfeiffer. She is the president. And Sonia Chavla. She is the representative on the PTOC from Ann Arbor STEAM. I think that term sinking fund is so people don't understand it. So, Kelly, let's start with you. And if you could just explain what the sinking fund does in the Ann Arbor Public Schools.
Sure, and thanks again for having me here to join this conversation. So the way schools are funded in Michigan is primarily through the general fund that I think most people are aware of. But also since the 1990s, our systems are funded also through things like millages that we as voters can pass to support the schools. And so these funds for sinking funds are really meant to focus on supporting the infrastructure of the school's buildings, making repairs, things like that, supporting transportation needs, and supporting technology needs here and there. So this is really a key part of having a fully funded school system in terms of passing these millages.
And Sonia, we have to note that these funds can't be used for teacher salaries, right?
That's correct. These funds cannot be used for teacher salaries. But what they do is they create an additional pot of money that can be used for these infrastructure improvements so that those infrastructure funds don't come out of the general fund. So in other words, the sinking fund money protects the general fund for teacher salaries.
So you're telling us that if this doesn't pass on August 4th, that the money has to come from somewhere, and it would come from the general fund, which would strip even more money away from going to teachers or other needed areas.
That's absolutely correct, yes.
So how concerned are you because of the disenchantment in the district that many voters have with the Ann Arbor Public Schools right now, that this might not pass? Kelly?
Yeah, I mean, I have been pretty concerned about this. I'm a parent in the district, a voter in the district, just like so many other people. And I'm hearing time and time again from other parents, other voters that, you know, there's this overall lack of trust right now between parents and voters and the district leadership. And I think that has evolved over the past few years. There has been some financial mismanagement, a change of leadership at the helm of the superintendent. And some people are really worried about, you know, if we're worried about how the district is spending our funds and managing our funds, why should we give them more? And my response to that is, this is not giving them more. This is actually giving them the same amount of money. This renewal is keeping the rate exactly the same. It will not change anyone's taxes if we vote it up. If we approve it, nobody's taxes are going to change. And, you know, from my perspective, if we support public schools, we need to support funding them fully. And this is the way we can fully fund our public schools and also have the funds to pay our teachers, which we are all so focused on right now. As you know, this has been an ongoing dialogue with our teachers working without a contract. If we don't pass this sinking fund renewal, there's going to be even less money to pay our teachers.
Sonia, how concerned are you about this? And let's talk a little bit more about some of the issues that are out there to kind of make sure people are educated about the differences here of what we're talking about, the sinking fund renewal versus these other issues that are out there. We have to acknowledge the other issues. And I just seems like a lot of people don't understand how this Ann Arbor schools, this much revered district over the years. I grew up here. I went through the Ann Arbor schools. How it got to this point, what's your perspective, Sonia?
Well, I agree with Kelly. I share her concerns. And I want to, I want to reiterate one of Kelly's points, which is that this is not a new tax. This is a renewal. And so we've been paying this all along. Nobody's contribution is going to increase. So it's not like we're giving more money to the district. We're already giving this money to the district, first of all. And so that's why if the sinking fund does not pass, I'm so concerned, because that's money that is already going to the district that will no longer be going to the district. So it's actually going to be the district is going to have less money, right? It's going to be removing some of their revenue. So that's incredibly concerning to me. That money is going to have to be made up. Our buildings are old. I want to say the average is about 70 years. Is that correct, Kelly? On the age of the build, overall age of the buildings in the district. And so some of the buildings need to be modernized. And again, it's not anything that's really flashy, right? It's things like making sure our buildings have air conditioning, right? And that the air conditioning is functioning. I collected data earlier this last academic year, and presented data to the trustees about some safety concerns in the schools, windows that don't appropriately lock or unlock, doors that don't appropriately lock or unlock. And these are really, really serious safety issues for our students, and they need to be addressed. And that's what the money in the sinking fund can go to.
Our listeners couldn't see that, but my jaw dropped when you said that we have doors and windows that aren't locking properly, especially when we are supposed to be so safety-centric these days in our schools. That just blows my mind, Sonia. We're talking with Sonia Chavla. She is a representative from Ann Arbor STEAM on the PTO Council, and Kelly Pfeiffer, the president of the PTO Council, as we talk about the Ann Arbor Public Schools sinking fund renewal. And there's concern that it may not pass. It needs to pass. We've had a lot of support behind it with the Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber is supporting this. Both of our mayoral candidates are our current mayor, Christopher Taylor, and his challenger, Yusuf Rabhi. They support this. And I think the concept that you've outlined here is important to understand about where this money goes, how it's going to go for the infrastructure. It can't be used on anything else. And if it doesn't go there, that money will be taken from the general fund. I get the whole concept. But the problem with this is that when you've got voters, when you've got residents of Ann Arbor in the district who are concerned that the money has been mismanaged overall, I can see why some people are saying, no, we're just going to vote no across the board here. And I don't know how you get over that hump, Kelly. And part of it is, you're going to have a lot of new board members coming in, for one thing. It sounds like there are, 9 candidates running for 4 seats, correct?
5 seats, I believe.
5 seats. 9 candidates running for 5 seats that are open. And that could be a change, but you still have the same leadership running the Ann Arbor schools. That's really concerning to a lot of people, and I'm just acknowledging it. I'm not saying whether it's good or bad and who's in power is good or bad, but that's the prevailing sentiment out there. So, Kelly, how do you get past that?
Well, the way I'm thinking about this is that these are really 2 separate issues. One is, do we fund our public schools fully? And the other is, can we make change in terms of how the district operates? So the way to fund our schools is to vote yes on the sinking fund renewal in the next couple of weeks, August 4th, I believe. The way to make change with how our district is managed is in November, when we elect a new school board. We already know that actually change is already going to happen on the school board because 3 of our incumbents are not running for re-election. So we are going to have 3 new board members, no matter what. We could potentially have 5 new board members. So that is, if we want to see change in terms of how the district is operated, our power as parents and as voters is to vote for the Board of Education in November. If we want to fully fund our schools and pay our teachers, we need to vote on the sinking fund renewal.
And Sonia, if this doesn't pass, are you fearful that that teacher's contract is going to be even more elusive than ever?
Yes. So I am worried about the teacher's contract, that our teachers currently don't have a contract. And I am extremely concerned about what the district will be able to offer if the sinking fund does not pass. And again, the election is August 4th for the sinking fund. That's when the vote is. And I believe early voting starts this coming weekend at a number of libraries in Ann Arbor. And so it is, you know, it is hope and absentee ballots have gone out. And so people are already starting to vote. And again, I want to really encourage folks to vote for the sinking fund to reapprove it.
And to put things into perspective, I understand that the Ann Arbor Public Schools sinking fund is 10%, more than 10% of the funds that the school district has to work with, and that losing that would be worse than this $25 million shortfall they've been dealing with as well.
Yes, that's correct. The sinking fund would raise up to or raise over $350 million over 10 years, over the next 10 years. So this is a 10-year renewal. It's we are voting it's 2.4-ish mils over 10, you know, for a 10-year period. And again, as I said, that's over $350 million that would over 10 years have to come out of the general fund. And again, general fund money is fungible. It can go to pretty much anything to support the school district. The sinking fund is restricted in a few ways that it can only support infrastructure. It cannot go to pay the teachers. So if we don't have this money, and I know we're saying the same thing over and over again, but it's really important to stress this for listeners, right? And for the voters, is that if we don't have this sinking fund money, that is over the next 10 years, $350 million that will have to come out of the general fund for infrastructure, because those infrastructure needs don't go away. They, you know, buildings depreciate, they age over time. And so as much work as needs to be done now, you can imagine how much work will have to be done over the next 10 years.
For people that don't know, what exactly is the PTO Council, Kelly, and how does it operate?
Yeah, the PTO Council is really, it's a nonprofit network of all of the PTOs across our Ann Arbor Public Schools. So parent-teacher organizations. At the middle school and high school level, they're parent-teacher-student organizations. And so we bring all of the PTOs of the district together to talk about, you know, share ideas, resources, help communicate with the district. The PTO Council can help individual PTOs advocate on particular issues. And so we're really there to be like the primary voice and connection between the school district and the parents and teachers and students of the district.
Has the council taken a position on, obviously it's taken a position on this renewal. You'd like to see this sinking fund renewal pass, obviously. But have you taken a position or tried to sort out this $25 million fund imbalance and how we got here? Do you play a part in that as far as giving insight to the board, to the administration, and your position on that?
I'm going to defer that to you, Sonia, because I'm new in this role. You've been around a little bit longer.
Sonia?
Yes. Yeah. So, yes, we have. We have submitted commentary and provided commentary and input to the board, attended board meetings. We have asked repeatedly for detailed budgets and detailed accounting. So not just what is budgeted, but then also expenditures in an easily digestible format, right? So improving the transparency between, you know, in communication from the district to the community, not just the parents, but the entire Ann Arbor area community, because the district spends, you know, taxpayer dollars, right? So it's not just those of us who are parents, it's, you know, also folks in Ann Arbor without children who are paying into the district. And we all deserve to know what our, how our money is being spent. Not just, oh, here are the credit card statements from the, you know, the purchasing card statements from this month and all of these listings for Amazon. What exactly is being purchased? And so we're not getting that information. And we've been requesting that information verbally, in writing, in meetings for quite some time now.
Well, I don't have children in the district, and I don't have any children. So, but I am a taxpayer. I am a concerned resident, and this should be of concern to anyone who lives within the Ann Arbor Public School District that these kinds of things need to be sorted out. But on the issue of the sinking fund, I do support that. I do think it's important. I hope people understand that this renewal is just a renewal and that it's specific money going to infrastructure issues. And if it doesn't pass, we are going to be in a whole lot of trouble, I think, in the Ann Arbor Public School District. Right, Kelly?
Absolutely. A whole lot of trouble. So this is really important. We appreciate your support, Lucianne, and you're using your platform to help share this message.
Well, I appreciate you sorting through this. And let's keep in touch and do this more often. I would love to hear from the PTO Council on these issues. And I think it'll go a long way for people to understand these issues long before they become big problems. So thank you very much. And thank you for the role you play in our community. You're both moms to two children, and you have professional lives as well. And I always marvel over people who give of themselves to the community in such a profound way. So thank you. Thank you to all the parents who are involved and community members in these issues. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure today talking about the sinking fund renewal and its importance with these two members, Sonia Chavla and Kelly Pfeiffer from the PTO Council. On the Lucianne Lantz Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.